In Mexico City, a school for returning immigrants is training them so that they can find better opportunities without having to leave the country again. On a small scale, the school is slowing down migration, an issue that has enveloped the U.S. and has led to the current government shutdown. From KJZZ's Mexico City Bureau, Jorge Valencia has the story of one woman who grew up in Phoenix and is now in Mexico.
It's early in the afternoon, and people are playing ping pong on this office building rooftop. Others are eating lunch. It's sunny and hot.
Is it as hot as it would get in Phoenix?
No, not at all. Not at all.
This is Jessica Gonzalez. Her voice is a little raspy today.
I spent the weekend a little bit sick.
Gonzalez immigrated to the U.S. and lived in Phoenix with her family from the ages of 14 to 20. When she first got to North High School, she experienced a challenge common for immigrants. She didn't speak English.
What I used to do, I used to look at everybody else. Like the teacher was talking, I used to look at other people to see what they were doing. And I started to do the same thing because I wasn't sure what they were talking about.
Gonzalez says she eventually became an almost straight-A student. She graduated in 2010, and she wanted to go to Phoenix College to become a geneticist. But then a bigger obstacle. She was undocumented.
I remember there was like this big movement in Phoenix going on where they wanted to do like some law that I don't remember the name.
She's referring, of course, to Senate Bill 1070, which became law in 2010 and was the most sweeping and controversial immigration law in the country. Then Governor Jan Brewer defended the measure at a signing ceremony, broadcast live by KJUN-TV.
My signature today represents my steadfast support for enforcing the law, both against illegal immigration and against racial profiling.
Gonzalez says that one day she was riding a city bus when it ran by people protesting the law and people protesting the protesters.
I was the only Latina-looking girl on the bus. And then out of the sudden, in a stop, these people, all these racist people came to the bus and they started to move the bus. And they were screaming and yelling things at me, you know, like, alien and go back to your country. Stop stealing jobs from people, things like that.
Soon after, Gonzalez did move to where she was born, Mexico City. She applied to a public university, but she already had a son, and she had to find work, which she did at a call center. She says the callers, all of them from the U.S., were often unhappy the person helping them was in Mexico.
And they're like, sometimes later, like, no, stupid Mexican, I don't want to speak to you. I don't want to talk to you. Transfer me to someone in America.
Gonzalez handled calls for large American corporations for 7 years. She still wanted to go to college that whole time, but she was earning less than $3 an hour, barely enough for her and her three children, let alone school. And then, last year, she heard about a school for returning migrants that would loan her tuition and a stipend until she got a job. Bruno Torres is one of the mentors at what is called Hola Code.
We're a 5-month intensive coding boot camp for returnees and deportees from the United States.
Some 50 people have graduated since Hola Code opened a little over a year ago. About 30 are enrolled right now. And last month, Gonzalez became one of the first graduates of her cohort to get a job. Jane McNamara, one of Gonzalez's former teachers at North High School, says she wishes Gonzalez could have stayed in Phoenix.
I think that it's to all of our benefit to have young people like Jessica in our community working, raising families, and helping us benefit from what's best about both countries.
Do you still want to go live in the U.S.?
Not anymore. I would like to visit my family for sure. I totally miss them a lot. But I don't want to be undocumented anymore, anywhere.
Gonzalez's new job is at a Mexican startup that pays her more than 4 times what she made answering calls from the U.S. She can now afford a more comfortable living for her children, but the last time she saw her father and siblings was 8 years ago, and she doesn't know when she'll ever get to see them again. Jorge Valencia, KJZZ News, Mexico City.